across the border in Pakistan, officials say a U.S. missile strike has killed one of the wives of a top Taliban leader there. The leader is named Batula Masood. U.S. officials have not commented on the report of the attack. The State Department has described Masood as a key al-Qaeda facilitator in northwest Pakistan. He's accused of organizing dozens of suicide bombings across Pakistan, and he's suspected in the assassination of the former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid is the author of the book Taliban. He says Batula Masood commands Pakistan's Taliban by instilling awe and fear in his followers.
He is quite a charismatic figure, an inspirational figure to a lot of people. But on the other hand, he's incredibly ruthless. He has killed his own colleagues. He started this whole phase of public throat slitting and suicide bombing, and really he's terrorized his own people also. People around him are very scared of him.
Yes, in fact, the U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan calls him a great danger to Pakistan and Afghanistan, a terrible man. Why then does he have so much support? As you say, if people around him fear him so much, where does he draw his support?
Well, it's a mixture of fear and terror, but also a mixture of charisma. But I think his main support comes from the fact that he has been very close to the Afghan Taliban and al-Qaeda. And he can command on their resources, their money. He is very much a cross-border figure. This is why now the Americans are also very keen to try and kill him.
They're keen to try and kill him, and this is a man who is apparently easily provoked. 5 years ago, when he basically came in to fill the vacuum that was left by the death of a Wazir commander, this commander had been killed by a U.S. Predator drone. Now, Batula Masood, one of his wives, has been killed by a drone as well, but he looks for revenge in these instances. Is this expected to spark revenge either against U.S. interests or against Pakistanis?
I think it will. Whenever somebody close to Batula Masood has been killed in the past, there have been a wave of suicide bombing in Pakistan as a result of that.
Could it happen in the United States? This is a man who has threatened the United States, threatened to come in and target American interests here, some of what he considers the most prominent American interests. Does he have that kind of power?
He has been responsible for training numbers of European Muslims who've been through his camps. But I don't think he handles them or has been responsible for bringing them in. I think that has been more the job of al-Qaeda, and they've been using Batula's training facilities and his camps in order to train Europeans.
So, Ahmed Rashid, if this man is so feared both by Washington and by Islamabad, by the government in Pakistan, if he is suspected even in the assassination of the former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, whose husband is now the head of Pakistan, why hasn't the Pakistan military targeted him successfully?
Well, quite frankly, they had left him alone for a very long time. And in fact, the army had been conducting peace deals with him in the past, in 2006 and 2007. And this has been heavily criticized by the Americans, by Pakistanis. But it was acceptable at that point in time to the army and to President Bush, who didn't want to see too much trouble on the Pakistan side of the border. But I think this is a case of the army really doing too little, too late.
Ahmed Rashid, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That's Pakistani journalist Ahmed Rashid, the author of the best-selling book Taliban, and most recently, Descent into Chaos, How the War Against Islamic Extremism is Being Lost in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia.